This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can check out the sponsors. Jesus, anything there you like my coffee cup. The book, Rambling of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. An area where you can actually give me your email address. Because I send out an email once a week to let you know what's going on the show. And you know what? If you don't like what you see, you ignore it. If you like what you see, you figure out what night you want to watch, when you want to tune in, that kind of thing. But get involved. You got to get involved. That's what I keep telling you guys. Don't just be Facebook warriors. I talked about this the other night. Get involved in your local politics. Get involved in your city council, your school board, your water board, whatever it is that you know something about that you can get involved with. Get involved in it. So, President Trump, apparently in his early days, was a nasty, nasty, nasty man. Back in 2001, about two or three days after the tragedy happened, the murder, the assault, whatever you want to call it, as long as it's nasty, call it what you want on my show. He stepped up to speak. Now, I don't know if he knew he was going to run for office back then. Nobody really knows whether he was going to run for office back then. But I want to take a couple of minutes for you to hear what he had to say. What he said days after what took place at 9/11. On 9/11, at 9/11, duh.
Well, I've never seen anything like it. I've seen two huge 110-story buildings that are reduced to rubble, thousands and thousands of lives. I just got to see something that I've never seen before. I have hundreds of men inside working right now, and we're bringing down another 125 in a little while, and they've never done work like this before. And
He got 100 men. He brought 100 of his own men down to work. What's you think about this? All right, then he brought down another 100-some-odd men. And he didn't ask for any kudos. He didn't ask for any of this. But all you guys on the left, you people who scream it's all about love and understanding and all that other happy stuff, you don't really mean it. Now, when you attack this guy so viciously and never talk about the good things he's done?
They're hardworking people, but they've never seen anything like it, and they've never done work like this before. It's terrible.
Tell me what it's like at Ground Zero. Tell me about the workers that you saw and what they're doing there.
Well, not only is it devastation, but it's very dangerous because every few minutes a whistle would go off and everybody would just run because you have all the buildings around it, which are in such a weakened state that people just don't know. And so they just have to take off. And then they come back and they're working under 50-story buildings that you don't know if they're going to fall down. So it's a terror.
Think about that. He's right. They're working around all these buildings. There's been no tests done on these things. They don't know how safe they still. They don't know if this piece is hanging there, falling off. But they're looking for bodies. They're looking for people. Looking for anybody who might have in some way, shape, manner, or form survived. These are the first responders. These guys have a heart like nobody else, because it ain't like they're getting they're becoming millionaires at these jobs.
Terrible thing for the workers, and it's a terrible thing for the world, really.
How have you spoken to any of your men? Do you know how they're reacting to this? Because emotionally, this must be so incredibly difficult.
Well, there are a lot of them, but they've never seen bodies like this. I mean, the bodies all over. The great thing is when they find somebody that's alive, like the five firemen that they just found a little while ago. So that's the great thing, and that's what they're all striving for. But
I couldn't figure out whether the popping was. I thought it was me hitting this thing or something. It's not. It's going on behind him as they're chipping away at that wall. But again, how many times do you hear something like this? How many times do you hear what President Trump did in his younger days when he made changes, when he wanted to do something different for the country?
Generally speaking, that's not what the case. That's not the case. So they are working very, very hard, but it's a very depressing situation for these folks.
As you walked around and as you saw the piles of rubble, there are thousands of families out there who are hoping that someone might be in a pocket somewhere, still alive, still breathing, waiting to be dug up. As you assess that damage from your perspective, do you believe that's possible?
Well, I would certainly not want to be the one to say it's not possible. Certainly, it's a tough situation, but you can't give up hope, because there's always hope. I mean, the five men, I'm sure their families thought that they probably were gone, and now they walk in the door. A couple of them walked away after they were dug out. So there probably are some more people in there, and therefore you can't give up hope.
You've had an impact on the skyline of New York.
You know, what's really funny is when you read the stories about what took place that day, and then one story, you got to look it up on YouTube or somewhere. Like, it's the story of Staircase B in the North Tower. And you can't believe six or seven people lived through that building collapsing under one staircase. 101 stories fell, and that one staircase was still standing at the end. And those people were hunkered down under that stairway, and they survived. I'm thoroughly amazed. I'm not going to get through this, but I'll let the interview finish out a little bit more.
What is it like as you see it now?
It's like a whole different skyline. It's like a whole different city and world. I cannot believe the site of Lower Manhattan without the World Trade Center. And therefore, we have to rebuild, not necessarily in that form, but we have to rebuild at least as good and maybe better.
Just finally, can you tell me emotionally as you walked around, we've heard some of the stories from...
I'm Joe Bettini, your host, listening to Real Stuff. You're asking Donald Trump how he emotionally felt. Really, lady. I'm Joe Bettini, your host, listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Clinton, even in more trouble today. Wait till you hear what happened. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. Yeah, Real Joe. 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you're hanging out with me, that the time that you're taking to get involved in the conversation. And what's some of your, you know, we want your input. We really do on a regular basis. You can either do, hop up on the website, there's a live chat room going on there, or you can head on to Facebook. There's a, I guess they call it a Facebook feed there. You know? And these entertainments, there's so many people I like in entertainment, and there's other ones I go, come on, when are you guys going to knock it off? You couldn't get away with this with Obama at all. No matter what he did wrong. But if you ask a damn, he never did anything wrong. Stevie Wonder tonight, one of my favorites. Taking a jab at the president. Even though his response to these hurricanes And not his. Obviously, the first responders, the locals, and the whole nine yards. But his attention to and response to has been like no other. And it's Stevie Wonder, some of our favorites, still finds time to make fun of him. Still finds time to put him down. And these guys keep talking about love and understanding. It's just amazing. And these stories, they go on, and it makes me nuts, mostly because they're so full of themselves. Why do we listen? Why do you listen to these people anyway? Why do you give them any credit whatsoever? I would give them bupkis, nothing. And mostly because they're so full of themselves. Anybody who's that full of themselves is definitely that wrong. And you're like way wrong. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I guess it was a poll. See, this is where they're so full of themselves, right? I guess there was a poll. And it was, what's her name? Melissa Milano. She wanted to know how many people thought, or were hell-bent on, how many people thought that President Trump should resign. That he was done. And so she got more than 112,000 votes. First of all, nobody thought he would have been, and I'm so tired of the establishment. I've talked to a couple of elected officials today about Trump. And I have lost even more respect for our Republican legislators. I really have. I had one legislator actually tell me that the problem in the area they were in is that it was mostly Hispanic, and they really couldn't pump up Trump. And I said, are you serious? That's the reason? Because let me explain something to you. The Hispanics that have registered Democrats, you're not going to get them to vote for you. You're a Republican. It's just not going to happen. Because they've been petrified. They've been told how bad you are. And the Latinos that are for Trump, and there's quite a few of them, now you just turned them away from you. And when he responded, well, we're their only choice, that's why we're screwed. Donald Trump proved that the Republican was not the only choice. The Democrat was not the only choice. Come on, think that through. And you didn't see any polls. See, they're working off the old mindset. They're working off the whole, you know, this is the way things are done. They're still sending out postcards. They're still making phone calls at home or to homes. Most homes don't even have phones anymore. It's just so backwards. Anyway, so she puts out this poll of wanting him to resign and or be, well, I guess they gave up on impeachment because they realized that that's not going to work. Right? But apparently 100,000 people answered this poll. And she's pretty famous. And I used to have a little respect for her. I don't have any for her now. She's nothing more now than a Hollywood loon as far as I'm concerned. And the poll said, would you like to see Trump resign? In 112,167 votes, it looks, and unless I'm reading this totally wrong, and I don't think I am, looks like it was a 50-50 split. Now, remember who she's sending it to, who it's going out to. You would think if she had that many people on her side, if she was so right, if the left was so right about how bad Trump was, with the people she sent that out to, and it looks like it was retweeted 21,000 times. The poll read, would you like to see Trump resign? Now, she's got, again, like I said, I want to beat home the fact that you know that she has mostly a liberal audience. And that she has over 3 million followers. She has 3 million. Trump has 119. Yeah, you're real popular, lady. So, anyhow, the result was a tie. A dead tie. So instead of them See, this is a delusion. This is the sickness that they have. Instead of them sitting back going, well, wait a minute. We do all these polls. We do these things. And we're not as far up front as we think we are. We're not as far in the lead. The people aren't thinking like we do. George Takei responds to her and says, hey, let's pile some votes on, friends. The Trump bots are trying to mess with this. No, George. The regular average American doesn't agree with you. Finds you actors and actresses a little repulsive. That you would think that we even care about what you think. Because we don't. Most of us don't. Now, I'm sure Milano is like beside herself with this. Because she's like hardcore left. Not kind of sort of left. She is hardcore left. And I don't believe she would have put it out if she thought it was going to end like this. She really thought that they were going to pile on for her, with her, in support of her. So when you see, again, when you see what these people write, say, and do, you just have to laugh. They're so out of touch with reality. They're so out of touch with America / Americans. You almost, I don't want to say you feel sorry for them, because I don't feel sorry for them at all. You almost feel sorry for them. Okay, so the contractors say the Clinton State Department silenced them on Benghazi. Contractors, they're now starting to come out. You know why they're coming out? Because they see what's going on. God bless them for opening their mouths. I've been saying this for a long time. God bless these guys for opening their mouths. Right, the writer goes on to say, security at the State Department's Benghazi compound was so dire that another contractor was brought in to clean up the mess. And that was just 2 weeks before the terror attack. We'll deal more with that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved in the conversation. Head up to the website, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Okay, here we go. I want to touch on this Benghazi issue with her, but, you know, again, coming out yesterday or the other day, she blamed Bernie Sanders now, too, for her shortcomings. She blamed Obama. She blamed Bernie Sanders. The only name that wasn't in there she didn't blame was Clinton. Right? It's a tough one. So, she says, where was that? I was just in there. What happened to it? I hate when it does this. It hates me. I'm telling you. Oh, there it is. So, one of her friends, one of her supporters, Wolf Blitzer, he reads an excerpt from the book. Take a listen.
Primary campaign, Senator Bernie Sanders. Here's an excerpt from the book titled, What Happened? He isn't a Democrat. That's not a smear. That's what he says. He didn't get into the race to make sure a Democrat won the White House. He got in to disrupt the Democratic Party. I am proud to be a Democrat, and I wish Bernie was too. Let's get back to our opinion.
That's interesting, is it not? She is a Democrat. She's proud to be a Democrat. He got in. He caucuses with the Democrats. They consider him a Democrat. Right? They love him before this. Before he threw his hat in the ring, they thought he was God's gift to everything. Bernie's one of them. A little more off than one of them, but one of them nonetheless. I find it interesting that they're willing to throw their own, and she's willing to throw everybody under the bus. There's no stopping her at all at this rate or at this level. Let's see, we've got Tony from Illinois. Tony?
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
How you doing there tonight?
Good. How you doing? Thanks for calling.
I'm doing okay. I'm going a little bit off topic, but it's still somewhat relevant, I think, to what's going on currently in our country as far as, you know, the taking down of the statues and everything that they're trying to do to erase our history in our country. And the other day, a friend of mine and I were having a conversation, and we were talking about early education and the Common Core program and the things that they're trying to indoctrinate into our schools. But we came across that they have removed cursive handwriting from the younger education. And we were wondering if maybe part of the reason that they were removing cursive handwriting is because of all of our old documents, all of our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence, all of those documents are written in cursive. And we just kind of wondered if perhaps that could be the reason part of that dumbing down is so that, you know, that future generations won't even know what the Constitution says because they don't know how to write or read in cursive.
I mean, look, it's a good question.
I know it's a trivial thought.
No, nothing. With what they've done over the years, nothing is trivial to me. Nothing at all, right? But if you look
I know it's a tiny little bump on the fragment of the big picture, but I mean, if we kind of break it down, it does make sense.
Well, they're taking little things away. They took away the dates of some of these things that have happened. They've decided what incidents are big or small, which ones mean something, which ones don't. You know, as far as cursive goes, if you go back and look at the old English, look at what our Constitution is written in. I mean, what was it? F's look like S's or vice versa or what have you.
Right.
It's a tough thing to read. I get it. But I really believe they... I don't know how long you've been listening to the show, but I've said this a million times. In the old days, during the days of Jim Crow, they didn't want you to teach black people how to read because they felt if you taught them how to read, if you educated them, they would find a way out of their issue. I say the same thing now. The reason they're dumbing down our young kids, because if you get the young kids, you get the country. If you dumb down the young kids, you make them dependent on you, right? You keep them uneducated, ignorant, you can have control of them. That's what I believe they're doing things like this for all the way around, not just recursive.
Right, as well as the taking any resonance of God out of our schools and some of the things that they're replacing into the schools now, which they're teaching young children. I feel like they have no business whatsoever. I think the state does not need to have a hand in raising our children. I'd like to see us go back to small schoolhouses and each community decide what their children need to learn, because I think in different places people have different needs and need to know different things. We don't need a straight education all the way across the board. I don't believe that at all.
Local control.
Thank you, Joe,
Tony,
so
we're on the same page. Thanks for taking the call. I appreciate it.
Have a blessed.
Yeah, sorry, Tony. Have a blessed day. God bless for calling in and putting up with some of the crazies. Now, listen, you're right. I mean, I go back to the same thing all the time. Reading, writing, arithmetic. Reading, writing, arithmetic. Reading, writing, arithmetic. You don't need to teach my kids moral values. I'll take care of that. You don't need to teach my children whether it's a God or no God. I'll take care of that. You don't need to teach my child how to take care of a son. I mean, how to be nice to another kid. I'll take care of that. I'll take care of all the social graces. You teach them how to read and write. You teach them how to, what they call the old days, ciphering, you know? I mean, seriously, I definitely don't want a group of people that have moral values that are 180 degrees from mine teaching my kids what's right and what's wrong. You saw what happened up in Northern California, where a teacher in the first grade, without telling the parents, decided it was her duty to teach those kids about transgenderism and what it is. And so today, nobody is talking about the young girl that left that class that day. I don't even know if some of you heard about this, unless you were listening to my show, because I think it was one of the few places you heard it. The young girl, baby, for all intents and purposes, a first grader. What is it? Six years old? Okay. 6 years old. In the bathroom, bawling her eyeballs out. Because she felt like she looked like a boy. She had boyish features that she was turning into a boy. And she was bawling her eyeballs out. And she told her mom when her mom came in, she was turning into a boy and she didn't want to be a boy. She wanted to be a girl. But the left will never acknowledge that. They'll acknowledge it as an anomaly. It's not a big deal. But if that's an anomaly, if that's not a big deal, aren't you telling me that those kids that think, children, little kids, that think they're the opposite sex, maybe that's an anomaly, not a big deal? Now you've got young kids that are coming forward that were given hormone blockers, that were dressed up as girls, boys that wanted to be girls. This one recent one at 12 years old finally came out and said, look, I just want to do girly stuff. I thought that meant I was a girl. No, it didn't. And it doesn't. I don't know why we feel like we have to do this. And I'm not going to say we, because it's not me. People like me are piled on for going against people like that. All right, I got off topic. I'm sorry. I want to get back to it, because I think it's a big deal. The Benghazi contractors, who finally came forward and said, hey, look, God bless them for doing this, but why didn't they do it earlier? Do you understand that there is truly strength in numbers? We know this. If they were screaming this stuff from the high, if they had all sat around at Fox News and a few other places and wouldn't leave until the story was told, maybe we needed to turn Fox into 24/7 Benghazi truth-telling time. So these fellows said the security at the State Department's Benghazi compound was so dire that another contractor was brought in to clean up the mess 2 weeks before the 2012 terror attack. And then it was later pressured to keep quiet by a government bureaucrat under then, who? Come on, you know this. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, that's right. These are from two men that were part of the group. Now, Brad Owens and Jerry Torres of Torres Advanced Enterprise Solutions says they face pressure to stay silent and get on the same page with the State Department. Right? When they were talking about the security lapses, there weren't any. That's what they were told to say. They spoke exclusively with Fox News for Tucker Carlson, revealing that new information that undermines the State Department's account of the 2012 terror attack. Funny, because not that Republicans are necessarily smarter than anybody else. I'm not going to go down that road. We told you that Obamacare was going to fail. It could not hold up. And they could not do what they said it could do. Right? We told you that. We told you what was taking place in Benghazi. You didn't want to hear it. We go down the list of things that we told you would happen and have actually happened. So, Benghazi, you'd have to be in a coma not to know this. The Islamic militants launched a 13-hour assault from September 11th to the 12th. They make it too nice here. The attack that killed Ambassador Christie. No. The attack that allowed Ambassador Stevens to be tortured for hours. He was raped. He was sodomized. He was zapped with a cow prodder. For hours they kept him awake. Right? Somebody should get a recording of him screaming, and it should be the only thing that Hillary Clinton hears bouncing around in her head for the rest of her life. I gotta go calm down. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be right back.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate it. But head up to my website, right? You know, we talk about this all the time. Help support the show. Help support these shows. Because I do support, I support other conservative talk show hosts as well. You know, I help them out when they need help. And so if you help one of us, maybe it helps us all in some cases. I can't speak for them. I can only speak for me. If you hop up to the website, you find, you can give me your email address. Love to be able to send an email every week, let you know who we're bringing on, stories we're going to be telling, kind of things we're going to be discussing. You can also find where you can buy my shirt. Right? You see it? Well, you see it on me now. Hey, ready? Look fast. See? Hashtag stand. Hey, it's radio. I don't know what else to do. Hashtag stand. And basically what I'm saying to you is this. Stand for America. Stand to make America great again. Stand against the resistance. Yeah, that's right, because it's not a resistance. It's an overthrow. It's not a resistance. It's a coup. They didn't get what they wanted. That's really what it boils down to. They didn't get. Think about the way they deal with everything when they don't get what they want. It's always violence. It's always taking it by force. Let's not work for it. Let's not figure out how to do it. No. Let's take it by violence, by force. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. Where the heck did it go? I hate when this... I hate computers. Oh, there we go. Okay. So we're talking about the Benghazi contractors that were basically told, shut up, or else. I was talking to producer Tammy during the break. We were kind of going, okay, what would you have done? How many employees did you say you had? 800?
8,000.
How many?
8,000.
8,000. So he had 8,000 employees, and he was afraid for them. You know, their jobs, his company, the whole nine yards. And I first thinking to myself, man, I don't know. Do you get to 8,000 together and you fight back? What do you do? I mean, do you let them get away with this? Remember, our founding fathers gave up their personal lives, their houses, their fortunes. They knew what they were giving up. They knew what it was going to cost them. They did it anyway. I'm not calling this guy a coward. Don't get me wrong. I don't mean that by any stretch of the imagination. I wasn't in his shoes. But then we got to thinking, think about what that administration was like. Think about what Mrs. Clinton is willing to do no matter what. She doesn't care. She has to take you out to get you out of the way just in case you're gone. She doesn't care. So I'm sitting here in my head, I'm thinking, well, what would I do? I would believe that I would do it, but also you've got to be smart about it. So if I'm going to sit there, and I know that once I start coming out with this, once I start hitting the radio circuits, they're going to bury me in somebody's backyard or deep in the ocean somewhere. How do I make it so it kind of assure my safety? Well, it used to be you could make tapes and videos and audios and send them to all the local radio and TV stations. Well, that's not going to help you now. No, that wouldn't have helped you then. Sure as heck ain't going to help you now. I don't believe there's anything, you know, look at, there's nothing that Trump can do that would make mainstream media come to his aid. And there's nothing that Obama could do that would make the mainstream media turn against him. I also like the fact that Michelle Obama, they're thinking that she's the only one that can beat Trump in 2020. And I don't know about you guys, but I say, run her. Yeah, go ahead, run her. I don't think she can. Unless they cheat tremendously. But I'm hoping by then we've been woken up enough, we've been browbeat enough, we've been whipped enough as Americans that we will not let them take the election away from us. That's what they're trying to do now. By coming against Donald Trump the way they do, President Trump the way they do, they are trying to take your election away. Jerry Torres remains haunted by the fact that specific bureaucrats and policies remain in the State Department after the Benghazi attack, despite the change in administrations. A U.S. ambassador is dead, and nobody's been held accountable. Three guys are dead, and they all died trying to defend him, and no one's being held accountable. Torres was a former Green Beret. Asked if there was a specific effort by the senior State Department contracting officer to silence them, Torres said, absolutely, absolutely. Owens, a former Army intelligence officer, echoed his colleague, saying, hey, those who made the poor choices that actually, I would say, were more responsible for the Benghazi attacks than anyone else, they're still in the same positions, making security choices. In 2012, Owens, well, I don't know if I totally agree with him. Clinton was there then. Owen was the American company point man in Libya with the extensive experience in the region after the death of Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi. In the fall of 2011, Owen stressed to Fox News, it was well known that Islamic radicals, including Al-Qaeda, or as some of you say, Al-Qaeda, they were pouring into the region. Security had deteriorated considerably, he said. Based on documents that were renewed by a local news force, Taurus Advanced Enterprise Solution bid on the Benghazi compound security contract in the spring of 2012. But the State Department awarded the deal to a UK-based operation called the Blue Mountain Group. That sounds like weren't they the guys that performed in Vegas? Different ones?
Man.
Okay. According to Taurus, the Blue Mountain Group came in 4% lower than their bid, and they challenged the decision, claiming the American company should have been preferred over the foreign one. I agree. There should be caveats in the lower. You know, I have the same problem where I'm at, on the school board. Continually getting bids from companies that are out of the area that don't spend any money with our kids, that don't put any money back in the system for our kids. They pay no taxes. They don't put locals to work. Nobody thought that through. Problem soon arose 1 month before the attack in August 2012. With the Blue Mountain Group still in charge of the compound security, Ambassador Stevens' team alerted the State Department that, well, via diplomatic cable, that the radical Islamic groups were everywhere and that the temporary mission compound could not withstand a coordinated attack. On August 31st, the situation had deteriorated to the point that Owens and Torres said the State Department asked them to intervene, as Owens put it, an admission of the mistake of choosing the wrong company. True. They came back to us and said, hey, can you guys come in and take over security? Owens said, hey, we're ready. But Torres emphasized that time was against them, saying it would have to take 2 to 3 weeks to get set up. 12 days later, the ambassador was dead. Torres learned of the attacks by watching television. He called the circumstances leading up to the tragedy bad decision-making from the top. And there was nothing we could have done about it. If we had 1 month warning, who knows what might have happened. In the days following the attack, the Obama White House blamed the attacks on anti-Islam video. Right, okay. We know today that that's not true. See, they lied to us. And Clinton lied. And you guys on the left, doesn't mean anything to you. You're that cold. I can't see it any other way. You are that cold. Torres was son come from a military background. He said, I'd expect the administration to tell the truth, so I bought into it for a minute. But I didn't believe it in the back of my mind. There was something wrong about it. He said that he later figured out the video was not the culprit. The attack was a coordinated terrorist attack with precision mortar strikes. Now, he said the Obama and the Clinton team struggled to answer questions about the attacks. The visitator apparently took it one step further, summoning Jerry Torres from overseas to attend a meeting at her government office. Yeah, good of her to take him out of the fighting field to come to Virginia. Wasn't that nice? Visitator said that I and the people from Torres should not speak to any media. They should not speak to any officials, you getting? With respect to Benghazi. Torres said that he was afraid for his company and hadn't spoken publicly until now. We had about 8,000 employees at the time. You know, we just didn't need that level of damage. Because these guys, their livelihood relied on the company. Look, I feel for him. I understand what he's saying. And I probably, I don't know for sure. Nobody knows for sure. I probably would have done the same thing. If I had 8,000 dads and moms that were trying to feed their families, I may have done the same thing. I don't know for sure. But when do me, Joe Messina, and the rest of us grow spines that we would fight back? I would have turned the 8,000 on the situation. I would have made us a force to reckon with. I would have made us afraid to deal with. Thanks for being with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me. Hope you had a good time as I did. You know, check us out on the website, therealside.com. Let your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones know about the show. Head up to the Realside store. That's therealside.com/store. I'm sure there's something there you could find and buy and enjoy. We'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully you'll be with us. Andrea Kay is guest hosting tomorrow. You guys should have a really good time. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great rest of the day. God bless.